I just like imagining this gym that just makes you fat. Like you just go in, you train to get fatter and fatter. You can get personal feeders or trainers to help you out. You go in for New Year's, it's real crowded and stuff. All these people that make the New Year's resolution to finally like give in and get as fat as they want. You go in and there's just plates everywhere, there's food everywhere. You can buy all types of gainer shakes at the front. You can buy sweatpants, sweatshorts, just walk around shirtless. They got plenty of TVs just playing whatever you want to watch. And they have just a bunch of machines that will help feed you. If you want to work on your chest, they'll have a machine that involves sticking a tube into your mouth and it just pumps you full of cream. If you want to work on your stomach, they have a machine that feeds you donuts every time you flex your abs. If you want to work on your glutes, they have a chair that'll feed you a candy bar every time you sit down into it. But the real place where the gains are made is the free weight area. At the free weight area, they just have a pre-portioned meal just ready for you to go. It tells you exactly how much that plate weighs, but it doesn't tell you the amount of calories it has. Because you don't really care about that, you're just there to eat. So, you start off with just a 1 pound plate, whatever you want. They got a team of chefs there working, making you whatever you want, as long as it weighs the exact amount you asked for. And you just sit down with all the other fat gainers and you just start eating it. Some gainers at this side of the table, they're eating 5 pounds of food just right in front of you, just stacked up, taller than themselves. Desserts, meats, vegetables, anything that they can get in their greedy mouth. They're already way fatter than you, and you wonder if you'll ever get to that level. You look at them in admiration, because it truly takes dedication to get to that size and eat that much food without even breaking a sweat. Any amount of food scraps that they don't eat gets weighed, and then their plate size increases. If they leave half a pound of food there on their plate, their next plate will be half a pound heavier. It'll just keep going. Some people just go in there to grab a meal, and then they tap out. They just give up right there in front of you, just telling them that they'll do it next year. And other gym goers, they just completely give in to the gym's demands to eat, to gain, to grow. Once they're full, they just go to a machine in the corner called the tummy massager. It massages their meal for them. Feeds them a special enzyme to help them digest faster and speeds up their metabolism before slowing it down. That way, it all gets digested into nice, luscious fat. You see one gainer go up to the machine with their bloated belly. A second ago, they had abs, but the second that they get into the machine and it just rubs them nice and slow, they have a full-on starter belly with love handles and everything. Of course, people tend to hog these machines a lot. Real big super chubs will just go into the machines, getting their bellies rubbed while they eat, their food digesting while they eat, so they can eat even more and get even fatter. A tactic typically used by all the gym hogs just walking around, most of them sitting and hogging up the free weight area, ordering the max amount of food that they can on a single plate. Them just getting up, waddling over, swaggering over with a big empty plate, giving it to the chef and telling them to fill it up. A whole 45-pound plate, they just take it back to sit with all the other big, oversized gainers. None of them talking, they're all just so serious about gaining that they're just focused on their food. Every so often, they may smack their belly and laugh a little. But other than that, they're completely fixated on getting fatter. A few of the larger gainers, the ones all the way at the end of the table, they're fucking huge. In fact, the whole time that you've been at the gym, you never see them move. You never see them get up. They just ask a feeder to get them another plate. And the feeder does, just 45-pound plate after 45-pound plate. They're absolutely massive. 3 times your size. Their arms are the size of your head. And they're just completely consumed with consuming as much food as possible. All these gym hogs, they're just completely fattened up and completely naked too. But it's okay, because you don't see their dicks. They're too fat for that. Their dicks are just buried beneath their blubber. And as you finish your next plate, you tour the gym some more, just looking for other things to do, other things that are offered. You go into the pool room, swimsuit optional, so you just take off your pants. Just walk around naked and bloated. That's when you see the steam room, just full of all the fat asses, sitting completely naked on the fucking tile of the sauna. Some of them taking a break from eating, others bringing in tubs of ice cream, sipping it down as it melts. The air is just full of humidity, the sounds of sex, belches, farts, whatever these fuckers want to do, these pigs just go at it. Just full on hedonism in the sauna. As you walk through the sauna, the floor is just covered in cum, so you have to be careful not to slip. You finally find a place to sit down amongst all the fatties, and someone hands you a bucket of fried chicken to eat. And so you just take a leg and just start eating it. The person next to you is getting fed a bunch of pastries, and as they chug down a gallon of ice cream, they get even fatter. The sauna just helping them digest, turning their food into fat. Their gut just flops right off their lap and just flows right into yours. And it just feels so good to feel everybody else getting fat around you as you get fat around them. Then the feeder walks out of the sauna and comes back to feed you. Anything that they're giving you, you're just eating without question. Because you're there to grow just like everybody else. And after some time passes, you exit the sauna. You just open the door and a cloud of steam follows you. As you look down at your belly, it's just grown so big. It's closer to the ground now than it was when you walked in. But you can't do anything about it except rub your belly and get ready to go home. You go into the locker room. A few overstuffed guys are just sitting on some mattresses on the floor, stuffed to the brim, just digesting their food. A few other guys, they're just playing with each other, reaching into their fat pads to help get each other off before they go home, or before they go have another round of seconds. And as you weigh yourself, there's a mirror right there for you to check yourself out. See how fat you've gotten. You look at your body and tell yourself, I think I've gotten fat enough for today. As you walk out, way heavier, your clothes barely fitting, telling yourself that you'll go back maybe in a month or two. But you go back sooner than that. Because at this gym, you fucking can't help coming back. No one can resist going back for seconds or thirds or fourths. Because every time that you eat outside of this gainer gym, it just isn't as satisfying for some reason. Your body digests it and makes you fatter, but you never get full from all the outside food. The only thing that fills you up is going to the gainer gym and just getting a 10-pound plate, 20-pound plate, 30-pound plate, and just eating, getting it digested, and then you go back for another plate and go get it digested. And then you're back again, just so monotonous. Because it's just like working out. It's just bodybuilding. Until one day, you won't wake up at home in your bedroom. No, you'll wake up in the locker room on one of those mattresses, surrounded by dozens of other gainers who are just too fat for their own good and too fat for clothes. Just walking around the gym, just growing bigger and bigger. And you just live the rest of your life at the gym, just eating and growing. Till one day you see yourself in the promotional material, showing you the before and after you join the gym. It'll be a success story, because everyone is at the Gainer Gym.